The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town.
All right, welcome back. Like a top of the second hour of today's National Intel Report. Again, I am your guest host, Chris Hinckley, sitting in for John Stadmiller this Wednesday, March 21st, 2018. And are you a supporter of the network? I hope so, because this is a place where the gaslighting is addressed in, I think, unique fashion. We need to stop it. It really needs to stop. The gaslighting is one of the biggest problems that we suffer in America. The way that the truth is ignored by the mainstream press. It's the elephant in the room, and we're so squeezed in by it that no one can breathe or see around it, but somehow it's ignored by the mainstream press, like the facts that I'm talking about that persist after September 11th. And regardless of Building 7 or this or that, there was a lot that we knew immediately. There's a lot that we still know and should know, and a lot that continues to persist. Like I said, the fact that Saudi Arabia is, you know, and Donald Trump just met yesterday with Mohammed bin Salman, the crown prince of Saudi Arabia, who, you know, is a pirate. They're all pirates. In many cases, Ivy League pirates, but pirates nonetheless. Flying their Jolly Roger all over the world, stealing from everyone else and occasionally from each other, even from the comfort of five-star hotels. So the Bush administration knew. They published their report. In it, these words concerning the Senate Special Committee on the termination of the national emergency. And of course, CRS report 98-505 was used by the Bush administration, Bush 2, surreptitiously to invoke emergency powers, which is why it's titled National Emergency Powers. Yeah, these are powers we have. So they wrote, there are various standby laws which convey special emergency powers once the president formally declares a national emergency activating them. In 1973, a Senate Special Committee studying emergency powers published a compilation identifying some 470 provisions of federal law delegating to the executive extraordinary authority in time of national emergency. But that's disingenuous. You know, this, it says the vast majority of them are of the standby kind, dormant until activated by the president. However, formal procedures for invoking these authorities, accounting for their use and regulating their activation and application were established a while ago by the National Emergencies Act of 1976. So you can see going back in the history how it's just the same old dumb game. You know, we need to get rid of the national emergency. We need to terminate it. Oh, thanks for identifying 470 provisions of federal law delegating to the executive extraordinary authority in time of national emergency. We should take advantage of that. And then that's essentially codified going forward. Because it wasn't known. It was a huge, massive research project, a huge undertaking. That included the Air Force because it was the only body that had the computing power to do the research. And from the foreword, they wrote the Senate Committee on the Termination of the National Emergency. Since March 9, 1933, the United States has been in a state of declared national emergency. In fact, there are now in effect four presidentially proclaimed states of national emergency. These proclamations give force to 470 provisions of federal law. They actually identified many more. They just pared it down to 470, they say in the report. These hundreds of statutes delegate to the president extraordinary powers ordinarily exercised by the Congress, which affect the lives of every American in a host of all-encompassing manners. This vast range of powers taken together confer enough authority to rule the country without reference to normal constitutional processes. Under the powers delegated by these statutes, the president may seize property, organize and control the means of production, seize commodities, assign military forces abroad, institute martial law, seize and control all transportation and communication, regulate the operation of private enterprise, restrict travel, and in a plethora of particular ways, control the lives of all American citizens. That's kind of scary, I would say. Maybe we should deal with a national emergency. And then you skip forward to the introduction. They wrote in the introduction, a majority of the people of the United States have lived all their lives under emergency rule. For 40 years, and this was 1973, freedoms and governmental procedures guaranteed by the Constitution have in a variety of degrees been abridged by laws brought into force by states of national emergency. And there's much more, but, you know, this is what we're dealing with. And these powers have been seized upon by the pirates to do as thou wilt, as folks like Aleister Crowley might say. So a quick history of what we've seen happening, well, in the last, 40 or 50 years now. So there was Operation Cyclone, which is a big new Brzezinski called the Afghan Trap, right? The CIA's Operation Cyclone, where they recruited the Afghan Mujahideen, which became Al-Qaeda. It was actually, Mujahideen and Al-Qaeda are synonymous. Al-Qaeda, we heard originally, was the database. And as Robin Cook points out in his Guardian article, July 8, 2005, the day after the London 7/7 bombings, the struggle against terrorism cannot be won by military means. Al-Qaeda is literally the CIA database of the thousands of Mujahideen fighters recruited by the CIA in the fight against the Soviets. So Operation Cyclone created the Afghan trap that drew the Soviets in and wore the Soviets out, gave them their Vietnam War, as Brzezinski said. Talked about it in his 1998 La Nouvelle Observatoire interview, intimated some things. The Operation Cyclone Wikipedia entry used to have the picture of Brzezinski and Jimmy Carter there, because Brzezinski even admitted, when I heard the Soviets had invaded Afghanistan, I called and congratulated Carter for giving them their Vietnam War. So that was the Afghan trap in the late 70s and early 80s. Then by 1982, you had the Oded Yanan plan for a greater Israel. And then you fast forward a little bit through some gun running and drug running, Iran-Contra and that kind of stuff, to the collapse of the Soviet Union. And immediately in 1991, the Gulf War and Operation Desert Shield, Operation Desert Storm, all of that kicks into gear, attacking Iraq. Why? Well, because as Wesley Clark intimated 10 years ago now, 7 countries in 5 years, that's why. Guys like Rummy and Cheney and Wolfowitz, who had been around, I mean, you can see the pictures of Rummy and Cheney palling around the Pentagon and the State Department in the mid-70s. And they were saying, Rumsfeld was saying when Wesley Clark was talking to him, no one's going to tell us who we can bomb. So there's this plan, 7 countries in 5 years. And we got to go in and clean up all those old Soviet client states. So that was 1991, 92, around there, early 90s. And fast forward, and you have at the same time the Greater Israel Project, or not Greater Israel, the Greater Middle East Project, which is, in tandem with the Greater Israel Project, what Zbigniew Brzezinski referred to as the Global Balkans. And I say Balkanization is an operative term that we should all understand. That wasn't going well enough, and then things, we just didn't have the resolve, the political will that guys like Defense Secretary Gates talk about, RL-33627, NATO and Afghanistan, attest to the Transatlantic Alliance, political will and military capability. those kinds of phrases. So you have the neocons at the PNAC, the Project for a New American Century, rebuilding America's defenses. We need a catastrophic and catalyzing event to galvanize America's resolve, like a new 9/11, or excuse me, like a new Pearl Harbor, which becomes 9/11, a high hop operation. Was it made to happen on purpose, or did they let it happen on purpose? It was helped to happen on purpose, like everything. It takes a little bit of orchestrating. And, you know, you listen to folks like Sybil Edmonds, and you hear that these folks heard it was drill, and they were going to be praised, and oops, wait a second, that went horribly wrong. That didn't go right. Anyway, then from there, you fast forward and you jump into high gear and all of these old stupid plans that are not new. And here we are still. This many years on. 7 countries in 5 years. So, 7 countries in 5 years. Wesley Clark said, we're going to start with Iraq, and right out of the gates we did, didn't we? Then we're going to move to Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Iran, 7 countries in 5 years. And now you fast forward to today, and you still see the, you know, there's the RBN story. When was that published? The one that I saw, Israel. Where is that? Israel secretly paying salaries of Syria's rebels on Golan Heights border report. So you have that, the Golan Heights issue, the water. You know, Bibi Netanyahu at his AIPAC speech said, hey, we're making water for everybody in North Africa and all over the world. We're making lots of, well, then Bibi, why are you guys trying to steal water in the Golan Heights? Why is that necessary? Why are you using proxies, mercenaries? Israel secretly paying salaries of Syrian rebels on Golan Heights border report. This from Newsweek. You know, that's mainstream news. And then you know, there's, speaking of Golan Heights, there's that RT story they published back in 2013, Golan Frights, Israeli shiver as Iran plans to deploy troops to Syria. And so there's been a lot of, you know, a lot of stuff going on in the last 6, almost 7 years now in Syria. But the bottom line is always that when the elephants fight, the grass suffers. Isn't it? And so we've been hearing some interesting saber rattling recently, and always Iran in the crosshairs. You know, I think of just, you know, the political will, that statement. And I'm always reminded of retired Colonel Sam Gardner's appearance on the Situation Room with Wolf Blitzer, 9/18/06, September 18th, 2006, when Blitzer says, how likely is the U.S. strike against Iran, and would this lead to all-out war? Gardner says, it's been given. You know, what would it take? What's your bottom line? Blitzer says, how close, in your opinion, is the Bush administration to giving the go-ahead? And Sam Gardner says, it's been given. In fact, we've probably been executing military operations inside Iran for at least 18 months. The evidence is overwhelming. And there's more. But, you know, it corresponds to those 7 countries in 5 years, starting with Iraq. You know? And moving on to Syria and Lebanon and Libya and Somalia and Sudan and Iran. And what have we seen? You know, so the facts I mean, you look at the history, and the point of talking about the history there is that it's premeditative. It's premeditated. This has been, and it's for decades. And, you know, you read books like Philip Drew Administrator, and you hear about that, operating from behind the scenes. We've seen Donald Trump, no political experience, the reality TV president, fall right in line, lockstep with the establishment foreign policy. And so how long can we do this before we admit this is what's, how long can we pretend this isn't happening, I guess is what I'm saying. Because it is. This is insane. So that's kind of, I guess, what I mean by the gaslighting, the fact that we see this and it's undeniable. But again, if you're not really paying attention, I guess if you don't know about Operation Cyclone and the Oded Yanan plan for Greater Israel and the Greater Middle East project and you know what Zbigniew Brzezinski wrote and said about all that and the convenient timing of the collapse of the Soviet Union and the fact that immediately after the collapse of the Soviet Union, suddenly we're attacking Iraq in precisely the fashion that folks have been writing about for a decade or more, talking about for a decade or more. Same folks in the Pentagon and the State Department, you know, Philip Drew Administrator. Then, you know, years later, Wesley Clark says, 7 countries in 5 years. That's what they said. That's what we're doing. You know? I guess it is all magic to the folks that don't know. It's indistinguishable from magic in Clark's third law fashion. It's unbelievable. Anyway, let's, you know, there's all kinds of other goofy stuff going on, and the gaslighting on that is crazy. The fourth nor'easter in 3 weeks, up to 18 inches of snow this time. We should play Andrew Cuomo's remarks about how this is the new normal over the past 6 years. And so it's not surprising. What? You know, in other words, geoengineering. Get with the program. Get used to it. And of course, you know, Harvard has its propaganda outreach ministry for geoengineering. And the CIA thinks it's great now, geoengineering. And then there was that Fox News weather segment that I saw in conjunction with the fourth nor'easter in 3 weeks, which is unprecedented. The Fox weather segment. And while all this is going on, the weatherman says, we've got another thing going on across the country. There is a big weather system that folks are dealing with in Southern California, a whole lot of moisture coming in. And this was the spot that was damaged severely in the fall because of those wildfires. Yeah, remember those? Speaking of geoengineering, where the mud's already loose, officials are warning about potential mudslides, expecting as much as 8 to 10 inches of rain. That should be catastrophic. Do you remember from the Naval Warfare Weapons Division, the declassified documents through FOIA requests that the Naval Warfare Weapons Division admitted steering Viet Cong troops using monsoons? Do you remember that? That's weather modification. That's a conspiracy. Yeah. And the United States military has been instrumental in that conspiracy for decades. You know, and even though it all, the signs or the evidence all seems to kind of line up, I'm sure it couldn't be that. I'm sure we're not being attacked in that fashion. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
So, from the Newsweek story again on RBN, Israel secretly paying salaries of Syrian rebels on Golan Heights border report. From that story, you know, you have to stay busy. You have to be busy. Otherwise, if you stop and pay attention to any of this, you would be outraged. The fact that Americans are being taxed for this kind of nonsense. And again, you know, the whole point of opening the first hour the way I did, Facebook, Cambridge Analytica, et cetera, et cetera. And on back to Carol Davidson, Obama administration, on back to 9/11, you know, Converse Infosys and Carl Cameron's expose. Wait, the Israelis were spying here and even on us. They knew stuff that we should know and they didn't tell us. That's interesting. It's the same old nonsense. So from this article, Newsweek article on RBN, you can find it republished again. It says the Israeli military has directed communication with rebel commanders and is providing funds to them that pay for their salaries, ammunition, and weapons. The payments began in 2013 under former Defense Minister Moshe Yellen and continue. Skipping down to the bottom, the Israeli military did not respond to a Newsweek request for comment on the payments. An Israeli source told the journal that money does cross into Syria, but only as humanitarian aid, contradicting the fighters' accounts. Sure, humanitarian aid, as in, you know, the kind of aid that UK Admiral Sir Philip Jones talked about. The hard punch of military power is often delivered inside the kid glove of humanitarian relief, or the mailed fist of maritime security. That kind of humanitarian aid, that kind of humanitarian relief, you know, something that folks like Vanessa Beely point out. And again, you have to not be paying attention. You have to remain comfortably numb and distracted. The facts just keep piling up. The information's out there, and they keep trying to erase it all, and it's still, you know, the tricks and the goofy nonsense, they just don't go away. I guess we'll move on to the Austin bomber situation. 23-year-old Mark Anthony Condit, a guy who has absolutely no reason to do what he is alleged to have done. Homeschooled, no military, no known political affiliation, no motive to speak of, none. Apparently bought materials, and you will hear that. And, you know, I talked on this morning's Road Warrior radio broadcast about the fact that you go through the Mother Jones database, for example, or any list of the high-profile mass casualty incidents in recent years, recent decades, and you will find no motive. Zero motive ever. Is that strange to folks? Especially considering the FBI has means, motive, and opportunity in all of these cases. And as Trevor Aronson points out, the FBI is responsible for more terrorism plots than all other organizations combined in this country. So when you consider that, and the fact that the FBI has motive, I don't understand why they're not suspect number one in all of these. And they show up, no, we got it. And, you know, they're an agency that can do, you know, operate with impunity. It can stonewall Congress. How is that possible? And the White House, if it wants. Then who, to whom is it accountable? You know, if you want to remove Andrew McCabe or any of the other folks, what do you do? When's the election to, oh yeah, it's a fourth branch administrative agency? Nothing. What if you want to depose a Federal Reserve? Forget it. You know, you want to depose a Fed chair. When's that election? You want to severely restrict the Federal Reserve and its operation. When's that going to happen? When's that election? You want to rewrite or rescind their charter. When's that election? So Fox Business, Neil Cavuto, reporting. Well, we'll talk more. When I get there, I'm learning to fly around the clouds. What goes up must come down.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Welcome back. Bottom of the second hour of today's National Intel Report, this Wednesday, March 21st, 2018. So how does this keep happening? Year in and year out from administration to administration. Well, here's a good clue. Again, you can find this on republicbroadcasting.org right now. The title of this entry, MSNBC reports on mistrust of unelected officials, and guess who? You know, I mean, none other than, you got to be kidding me. Anyway, go ahead with that, please.
To something. Attacks against the so-called deep state by the president and some Republicans may be taking hold. More Americans now believe that national politics are being manipulated or directed by a deep state. That, according to the newest Monmouth University poll, 6 in 10 Americans believe that unelected or appointed government officials have too much influence in determining federal policy. 26% say the right balance of power exists between elected and unelected officials. While this view of the deep state looks to be growing more prevalent, only 13% of Americans are very familiar with the term, 24% are somewhat familiar, and 63% said they are not familiar. However, when Monmouth described the term as, quote, a group of unelected government and military officials who secretly manipulate or direct national policy, nearly 3 in 4 Americans said they believe that the deep state exists. 1 in 5 said it does not. And I think of the Facebook story and Cambridge Analytics that we're covering. We'll be doing a lot more on that later. But Carol Lee, this is real. And this president may be onto something, whether it's right or wrong.
This is real.
I don't think you can look at that any other way than that. It's a direct result of what we've seen the president try to do, which is absolutely laughable because
you have
people in the administration.
You have Mika Brzezinski talking about this. You mean Mika? You mean like your dad, who even after his passing, his influence is deeply pervasive, and his legacy will probably infect the American body politic and foreign policy in particular for years, maybe decades to come. We should be able to eradicate ourselves of that. So how ironic that Mika Brzezinski is saying this. You gotta wonder, which is why, you know, the panel is laughing as she's saying it. And so, you know, like Mika said, only about 13% of Americans surveyed in this latest specious poll from Monmouth University are familiar with the term. So you got to keep hammering away at it. That's what that means. MSNBC has to keep hammering away at it, lowest common denominator fashion. So I've been saying for years, you know, the glasnost effect I think is real, and I think we're suffering from it in America. I think this is a part of it. I think the Facebook Cambridge Analytica nonsense is part of it. I think it's time for Americans to grow a spine and say, it's enough. It's time we stop this nonsense, you know. We have run amok in so many ways. We shouldn't be spending trillions of dollars. It's an interesting correlation too, don't you think, that the deficit seems to, in the post 9/11 era anyway, seems to correspond to the missing trillions that seem to, you know, that number seems to escalate. The trillions missing from the Pentagon. You know, the deficit goes up and a few more trillions go missing from the Pentagon. I think that's an interesting correlation. It's a very loose correlation, but it's interesting. Anyway, you know, what metric do we need to use to determine that we've run amok? Pick one. Any metric will do. They're all bad. So, you know, Israel caught secretly paying salaries of Syrian rebels in the Golan Heights. At the same time, now we have these mainstream reports. We got to play a little clip of that, of Israel admitting to bombing the Syrian nuclear site, including releasing the footage, which is horrifying, you know, insult to injury kind of thing. You know, I planned on maybe diving into the Austin bomber nonsense, but I don't think I will. Especially since we're running out of time. There's really not much to say. It doesn't make any sense. What about the Reddit threads? Those just kind of, that thread disappeared. AMA, ask me anything. What happened to that dude? And so speaking of that, what about the Goodwill Artillery Simulator donation, quote unquote, incident yesterday? Artillery simulators don't just randomly detonate. And if one went off in a donation bin, it would likely, depending on what exactly it was, would likely kill or seriously injure anyone in close proximity. So what exactly happened there? Nobody's worried about that and other copycat type stuff. This reminds me of what happened in Parkland. There are a couple of kids that are arrested there for bringing weapons to school, but you know, we want to focus on guns instead of the behavioral disorders that more and more youth are suffering from. And you can't help but go back to, you know, a culture that glorifies and glamorizes violence. You can't help but go back to Stephanie Seneff's research, Dr. Stephanie Seneff, and the correlation between vaccines and glyphosate. And the fact that she says, by what, 2030, 1 in 2 children born will be autistic? They'll be somewhere on the spectrum. I think she says 80% of boys and, you know, whatever it is, 30% or something of girls. And, you know, ASPEs are great because they help us program the, you know, the next web and transhumanism and posthumanism. And they, you know, some of them suffer from schizoaffective disorder, so we can use them as patsies in our little Hollywood ending styled terrorism plots. Problem, America? You know, come on. And the food and or so-called, and I mean, on and on the problem. So, yeah, I don't want to do this, but I think we will anyway. Nah, we won't. You can watch it for yourself. Fox News and other outlets published. It's Fox News published the video on YouTube titled "Is Israel Releases Footage of 2007 Syrian Nuclear Site Strike." The raw video footage of the Israeli military acknowledging that it carried out an airstrike on a suspected nuclear reactor in Syria back in 2007. Yeah, we did that. And it's a fun fact. Salt in the wound. Anyway. James Comey's memoir, A Higher Loyalty. What a, I mean, that's, you know, the Gambino family, A Higher Loyalty. The Seth Rich story, the fact that the family is suing Fox News, but at the same time, what's his name? The former lobbyist, Jack Berkman, attacked and by a, you know, the guy that used to work for him and posing as an FBI informant. That's a weird story. Anyway, let's go to the phones real quick and grab John in Michigan. John, thanks for calling. Welcome. Oh, right on. Well, let's go back to the phones and grab Sovereign Man. Thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah.
Can you hear me okay?
Yep.
Yeah. I had the urge to call in, and my train of thought jumped the track. but
no worries.
It's okay. We're getting close to the home stretch anyway. I'm just glad I got on.
Right on.
Yeah, I just want to let you know that there is a National Intel chat room. I don't know if you knew that.
But, yeah.
I'll say it. It's nationalintelreport.chattango.com, just to let the people know. Nobody's talking about any of the psychotronic effects of the technology that we're being exposed to. I mean, I think it's important. I think Trump had said something about wanting to make the 5G network nationalized.
Yeah.
But why is that?
Yeah. Well, yeah. how do you put that concisely? Because then you can make sure that its rollout is it happens in uniform fashion, and it's that reminds me of the broadband initiative. That way we can say, you know, it doesn't have to be, you can roll it out and blanket the entire country with it. You know, you think about the National Broadband Initiative and the way that we were hearing that even in the furthest reaches of the Alaskan wilderness, you know, we would have to have connectivity for the National Broadband Initiative. So that's that kind of thing. And if you try to roll that out and say that it's a private enterprise, then of course, you know, you can't justify taxing people to death to reach into the furthest reaches of the Alaskan wilderness to do it, to bug the trees the way that Orwell wrote about, or fry people like bugs in the microwave that 5G actually is.
Right.
Right.
I think the IEE engineers put out an article stating that it's one big experiment. They don't know what it's doing to the people.
Yeah. And they're not alone. A number of folks have sounded that alarm, you know, well-informed folks that know.
Yeah. I think this is something we need to look at, but I really appreciate you, Chris. By the way, I wanted to let you know that there is a way to turn off Windows 10 updates.
And
for the people out there that are struggling with Windows 10, I'll drop a link in the National Intel Report chat room.
Yeah, are you talking about the kind of tricking the system, you know, to think that it's not online, basically?
No, actually, see, what they've done is they've reconfigured Windows 10, and mm-hmm. Windows 10 is now not something you can actually purchase. It's a subscription. And
right.
During this last update, they installed what's called System Management Folder. So you can actually go in there and list in this, I believe, the subscriptions. And you can turn off, you know, you can actually turn the updates off now.
Yeah, I believe that's kind of what I'm talking about. But it's my understanding that you have to kind of trick the system. And, you know, you basically tell it that you're not online, or that it's not online, I guess.
Well, we'll see. I've done it to my hybrid, so I only
right on.
I had one laptop get killed by the last update because it messed up the master boot record. So,
yeah. Well, that's fantastic if that's possible. Is that a new development? Because I've looked into this a few times and I haven't really messed with it because of the trickery.
Yeah. Well, I'll send it to you direct. Also, that's okay.
Right on. Cool.
Blessing, Mother.
Thank you. You as well. Windows 10 is a scourge. Yeah, it operates like software as a service. It operates as software as a service. So, you know, it doesn't operate the way that Windows has traditionally. And so they had the updates function basically hardwired in. And, you know, there's a side of me that says that makes sense. I, you know, one of the points that I've made about that is the fact that if artificial intelligence can be programmed to comb through code bases iteratively millions of times a second, basically looking for vulnerabilities to exploit, once it identifies one, it can then code an exploitation and launch it in real time in a way that obviously no one would be able to combat. So when you consider that, there is a legitimate reason, I suppose, if you want to call it that, to not mess with that functionality. But still, you know, it's a scourge. So I would almost advocate that everyone, I mean, at a minimum, you can go to, you know, Pendrive Linux, for example, Pendrive Linux, and download onto a flash drive an entire operating system, a variety of them. And, you know, folks that know Linux know you can download an operating system that is sort of tailored to suit your needs or purpose. And you can obviously customize it from there, but a lot of times you can download stuff that works just as well or better than a Windows operating system. And it functions a lot better. You know, folks that have the older laptops appreciate a lot of the older, lighter weight. Well, not necessarily older, but the lighter weight versions of Linux. And again, you can just throw it on a flash drive. The problem, though, these days is the boot record in the new 64-bit Windows operating systems, because that causes problems. It's different. Anyway, stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Welcome back. Final segment of today's National Intel Report already, this Wednesday, March 21st, 2018. And just some, I guess, some parting stories real quick. This is an interesting one. These are stories that are, some of these on RBN. Right now, 40 tons of chemical weapons left by militants found in Syria, Russian MOD, Ministry of Defense. And that's an interesting story, which reminds me of those reports back in 2012 when Russia was saying that there are the fomentings of a false flag chemical attack. There are the makings of a false flag chemical attack back in 2012. Remember what happened after that? And, you know, you can still find those videos that RT published on YouTube, for example, in the news reports and stuff. So that's an interesting 40 tons of chemical weapons left by militants found in Syria. And, you know, fast forward to now, we've heard what we've heard in the mainstream press, the lies, you know, always the stovepiping of intelligence. And then, you know, James Mad Dog Mattis says, well, you know, there's no evidence that the Syrian government, the Assad government, gassed their own people. But we always hear that, don't we? It's funny that, you know, Saddam Hussein gassed his own people. Dick Cheney's running around, Saddam Hussein gassed his own people. People, you're not getting it. So we have to create the Office of Special Plans to effectively gaslight the American people. Or, you know, stovepipe is what I mean, because they're not getting it. Anyway, skipping ahead in stories on RBN. Fox News analyst quits calling network a propaganda machine. That, of course, referring to retired Colonel Ralph Peters, Lieutenant Colonel Ralph Peters. And that's an interesting story. You can read all about that there. And Business Insider's article, a Fox News contributor quit the network calling it a propaganda machine for destructive and ethically ruinous administration, is another good one that points to the lengthy email to his colleagues first obtained by BuzzFeed with a link to the article. You can read the email, but I would say a companion article to that is Ralph Peters' New York Post article published yesterday titled "The World is Descending into Tyranny." And it's a little kooky. It's a little kooky. He's a little wonky. Okay, he's a little more than a little wonky on Russia. But I guess it's interesting nonetheless. You don't usually get this kind of I don't know, if it's his real opinion, you don't usually get that kind of deeply insightful look at a retired lieutenant colonel. And it turns out he doesn't seem any more well informed than the average mainstream news consumer, unfortunately. That's really unfortunate. Anyway, it was my pleasure to guest host the National Intel Report. I appreciate the opportunity. I hope it was informative. That'll do it for today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.